Okay, the next four blots have to do with Tumah and Tahara, and they're not that easy. The vacation's a little over from the last few blots. Okay. Shmona Asar Dover Gazru. We said that that day when the Talmidim of Beis Shammai outnumbered the Talmidim of Beis Hillel, so they made 18 gzeros. These are the famous Shmona Asar Dover. Most of them have to do with Tumah and Tahara, and now the Gemara is going to list them. What were those 18 gzeros? Disnan, Elu Poslim Satruma. These things pasul truma. Now, the halacha is like this: something, a person, a dead body, is avi avos hatuma. Someone who touches a dead body, he becomes an av hatuma. There are other avos hatuma too: sheretz, shichvazera, things like that make are an av hatuma. And anyone who touches an av hatuma becomes a rishon latuma. The av hatuma is metame people, kalim, and food. And a rishon can only be metame food, can't be not metame a human being, menatora. A rishon makes a sheni, and that's it. It ends there. After sheni, there's no tuma. The by truma, a sheni makes a shlishi, but the shlishi is just possible. It's not tame, where it can make other things tame. So it ends by the third. By kodesh, a shlishi makes a revi, but the revi is possible, can't make anything more. So something that's possible means it becomes tameh, but it can't make anything else tameh. Something that's tameh means that it's tameh and can make other things limitations, can make other things, sometimes only food and drink, sometimes even people and kalim. People and kalim go together, food and drink go together. But something that's tamei can make other things with limitation tamei. Something that's pasul is tamei itself, but can't make anything else tamei. So these are the things that pasul truma. In other words, they themselves are considered like a sheni lituma, and they can make truma pasul. Okay, what are they? Ha'ocha, and these are all rabbinic things. Minat Torah, the people are not tamei because of these things, only rabbinic. These are the Yud Ches Davar, that there were goes there, that these things, for various reasons, have a din of Tuma, and they can make they become a Sheni, and they can make a Truma, a Shlishi. Okay, but regular things, they can't make Tame, because there is no such thing as a Shlishi by Chulin, only by Truma and Kodshim. Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, the Ha'ochel Ochel Sheni. A person who eats food that's tamei tuma rishon. In other words, an av hatuma touched that food, and somebody else who was tahar ate it. He ate that food, he becomes a sheni, what's it called, lituma. Okay, usually food and drink can't be metame, a human being. But here, the eating, not just touching it, you have to eat it. Eating ochel rishon makes the person a sheni, and if he touches truma, he makes a truma possible. And if you eat ochel sheni, right, an ochel that's a sheni latuma, right, surely can't make a person tamei minat Torah. But if you eat an ochel that's sheni, in other words, a rishon touched this ochel, the ochel now is a sheni, and somebody eats it, he becomes a sheni, and he, what's it called, can pasul tuma. Okay, Tosa says, why do you need both of these, right? If you eat an ochel sheni, surely if you eat an ochel rishon. So he says, you need the sheni to tell me that if you eat in a sheni, not just a rishon, you also become a sheni. And you need the, what's it called, the ochel rishon to tell me that you don't become a rishon and be metame now even chulin. You still only become a sheni. So if you know either one of them, you wouldn't know the other, so you have to be told. Ochel rishon only makes you pasul, only makes you sheni, and ochel sheni also makes you a sheni. Okay. V'hashosim mashkim tmeim. Same thing if you drink things that are tame. Same, similar idea. The habar rosh over ruba b'maim shuvim. A person who is tovel in drawn water, not in a mikveh, but in drawing a regular bath, take a bath. Okay, maim shuvim, you become a sheni, and you can be pasul, you can pasul truma. The tor shenofla rosh over ruba shloshalugim. And a person who was tahar, who had a shower that poured over him shlosha lugim of ma'im she'uvim. Okay, the Gemara is going to discuss each one of these, why they made these gzeiros. Okay, just now we're going to just say the words. Okay. The ha-sefer, and what's it called, and svarim. Right now we'll say a sefer Torah for sure. We'll see other svarim, but it means a sefer written on cloth, like a megillah or whatever. But a sefer Torah for sure. The ha-yodayim, stam yodayim. They made a gzeira that you didn't know for sure you touched something tamei or whatever, but you didn't guard your hands and watch them from touching things. They also are what's it called, a sheni. The tful yom, and a tful yom. A tful yom is somebody who was tamei, and he's a balkeri. So he's tamei, went to the mikveh, but he doesn't become tahar till sunset, till after sunset. So from the time he went to the mikveh in the afternoon until sunset, he's called a tful yom, right? So the Gemara is going to ask, Rashi says, the Gemara tful yom is minatorah, tamei, right? That's not tuma derabbanan of a gzeir of yud ches dover. That's minatorah. So the Gemara will discuss that. But the tful yom is one of the things. The ha'ochlim, the ha'kelim, shenitmu b'mashkim, and food and kelim that became tamei through mashkim. A mashka, they gave a special halacha that a mashka, even what's it called, a sheni, passels and makes what's it called, anything it touches, also a what's it called, a sheni to passel truma. And becomes a rishon, really. Becomes a rishon to make a sheni to passel truma. So anything that became tamei, ochel, or kelim, came tamei through mashkim tmeim. So man tana, okay, so now what's it called, the Gemara is going to go back over them. Let's just see Rashi. Ha'ochel ochel rishon, min ha'torah ein ochel matamei adam. Ha'ochel. Right, from the ha'torah, food that's tamei never is matamei a human being, if he touches it, even if he eats it. Chutz min nivlas of tahar. The only thing that eating it makes you tamei is the nevela of an of tahar, a kosher species bird that died, right, or was killed in some way other than shechita. So if you swallow that bird, right, there's a special halacha that it makes you tamei when it's in your throat. But that's a special din ha-Torah that doesn't apply to anything else. Aval nivlas behemalo, if you ate a nevela of an animal, right, doesn't make you tamei. Kid Omer Meseches Nida. Mishein lo tuma ela ba'achilasa, yatsazu sheesh lo tuma kodem shiochlena. The koshkin, ochel rishon, sheinu avatuma. Right? Surely, an ochel rishon that's not an avatuma, anything that's not an avatuma can never mitame a person. Only avosatuma are mitame people. Anything less than an avatuma, rishon, a sheni, right, can only be mitame food and drink. So it's never possible that anything less than an avatuma should mitame a human being. And here you're eating a rishon or a sheni and you're becoming tame. It's only drabon. The koshkin, ochel rishon, sheinu avatuma. Avalhein gozru ba'oso hayom, that day that the Talmidim of Beis Shammai outnumbered Beis Hillel, they made these gzeiros, kin meforish time of the kamon, bekulu, and every one will be explained as we go on. V'shi'uran litzolas hagdia, v'chatzi pras, v'perak yom ha-kippurim. And there's a shear. It's not if you eat any amount. You have to eat a chatzi pras, which is basically a day and a half. You have to eat one day and a half, which is about three kazasim. Three kazasim of tamei food. If you eat that amount, then you're what's it called? V'hasam nami omer hanach l'tumas gviya delav de'oraisa. This whole tumah of eating tamei food that makes your body tamei, right? That is what's it called? Lav de'oraisa. It's only drabbanan. U'mitzasi v'sefer aruch mishuna tumazu mitumah de'oraisa. Right? This tumah is different than a tumah de'oraisa. First one will be tamei min ha-Torah. The result would be different than what he's tamei because of the gzera. The sogi la betvila the truma the loboy harif shemesh. The rabbanim were makel in this. Normally, if you become tamei, right before you can eat truma, you have to go to the mikveh and you have to wait till that day finishes. Right, we have that in brachas. Right, the kohanim are nichnosim lecho betruma son from the time that it's seis hakochavim. They would tovel in the daytime, and then they would have to wait till Tzeis HaKochavim to be able to eat their truma. That's called Harif Shemesh. So normally, if you're Tamei, you have to be tovel and wait till nighttime before you can eat truma. But for this truma, they weren't matzah charev shemesh. As soon as you go to the mikveh, you can eat truma already. You don't have to wait till that day finishes. V'tanya b'sifri, ein ha'ochel ochlim tmeim, v'lo ha'shosa mashkim tmeim, tamei tumas erev. Right? A person who eats tamei food or drinks tamei drink, right, does not become tamei to the point where he needs harif shemesh. He just has to go to the mikveh and he immediately can eat truma. Okay, v'habo, la'achar shetovel mitumaso, b'mayim she'uvim bo b'yom. Right, and this habo is talking about a person who was tamei, okay, and after he went to the mikveh, he went into a bath on that day. So he also becomes tamei again. Tamei to pasul truma. Okay, and the Gemara will discuss why they made such a gzeira of what's it called, of somebody who takes a bath in Maim Shuvim after he went to, it's only a person who was tamei. Pashtus is what's it called, Rashi, that if you, what's it called, are tahar, and you take a bath, you don't become tamei. If you're tahar, it's only if you take a shower. If water's poured over you, that you become tamei. But the, what's it called? The tahar gomor, shenoflo rosho. And a person who's tahar, who had 3 lugim of water poured over him. Okay, so from Rashi is mashma, that only a person who was tamei became tahar, and that same day he went into a bath of mayim she'uvim, he becomes tamei. But if he never was tamei, he was completely tahar, and he took a bath in mayim she'uvim, he doesn't become tamei. But if he was tahar, and he took a shower of mayim she'uvim, then he does become tamei. We'll discuss the reason why. V'ha-sefer, kol kislei ha-kodesh, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, Poslim Truma B'magon. Rashi says a Sefer does not only mean Sefer Torah, it means all Sfarim, Kisvei HaKodesh, Torah Nevi'im Uksuvim, written on cloth, right, like a Sefer Torah, a Megillah, if the Truma touches them, the Truma becomes Pasul. V'hayodayim, Stamam Kodim Tilosim, if you didn't wash the Tilos Yodayim, and even though you don't know your hands with your tummy at all, you just didn't guard them, right? They're called stam yodayim. Stam yodayim are also pasul of truma. If you touch truma with stam yodayim, the truma becomes pasul. Utvul yom, ulakam and parach tvul yom midoraisahu. Later on, the Gemara is going to ask, the tvul yom is from the Torah. That's not a gzeira derabbanan, a regular tvul yom. Balkeri is tamei, right? And he goes to the mikveh, he has to wait till nightfall. That's a regular Tuma Doraisa. Why is Tvul Yom included in these 18 Gzeiras, not a Gzeira? The Ha'ochlim V'Hakelim Shenitnu B'Mashkim L'Kamen B'Yilah. The Gemara will ask this, how in the world Mashkim and Ochlim can be Matami Kalim? We know that never happens. Why do they make such a Gzeira? Okay. Let's see what's here before we have. So Tosus, first of all, Tosus explains a Tohar, they only were gozer if the water fell on him, not if he went into the bath. Right? He also says like Rashi. Because he says that, they didn't want to make a gzera by a Tohar. Right, it's gzeira shein rov atzibri cholim lababo. Right, people can't take baths then. And the normal way, what they used to do, okay, that when the Gemara is going to discuss why they did this, the normal thing they did, which was a problem, which I'm not going to go into now, because we're going to the Gemara in a second, was that they took a shower. They didn't go into a bath. So they assered only the shower, because that was the normal way. And the bath wasn't the normal way of doing it. So there they only assered to a person who, what's it called, was already tamei and went to the mikveh and then took a bath, then they asked him. But if the person was tahar, there was reason to ask her even by the, what's it called, by the shower, and therefore they didn't want to make the gzeira too strict, because it wouldn't be something that people couldn't, every time you took a bath, it'd be tamei, you have to go to the mikveh again, right, it'd be much too difficult, so they only asked the bath on people who were tamei to begin with, and took the bath after they went to the mikveh, and the shower, which was the normal way of doing these things, that they assured for everybody. Okay. If you don't know what to talk about, that what happened was like this. People used to go to the mikveh in dirty water, in what's it called, in caves. And after they went to the mikveh, they had to wash it. They didn't get clean in the mikveh, they just got tar. So afterwards, they used to go and pour water over themselves to take off the dirty water from the mikveh. And people began to say that it's not the mikveh that's matahir, it's the water that's being poured over them that makes them tahir. And the danger was that they wouldn't go to the mikveh altogether, they just have water poured over them and they think they're tahir. So in order to avoid that, they made a special gzeira that if you have water poured over you, you're tameh, what's it called, no matter what. But because people could, the normal thing they did then was to have the water poured over them, not to go into a bath. But since going to a bath also could have the same problem, right? People could go into a bath after they went to the mikveh, they could think that that's matayer them. So they asked going into a bath, what's it called, only for people who were tameh, and after they went to the mikveh, can't go into a bath. But for a regular person who's tahar, that wasn't such an important thing to make a gzeira, because they didn't do that anyway, where they could make normally they didn't go into a bath, they just had water poured over them. But since having water poured over you, right, was something that you did after you went to the mikveh, and there was a big chance that people would think having water poured over them made them tahar, so they answered that for everybody. Even a regular person who's tahar, if he had water poured over him, shlosha lugim mayim she'uvim, that he became tameh, so people would know that that's not what makes you tahar. Okay. Okay. Let's go on. Man tana ha'ochel ochel rishon, de ha'ochel ochel sheni, mifsel pasle, tmuye lo mitamu. Now we're going to go discuss each one of these one by one. First, the person who eats an ochel that's either a rishon or a sheni, he becomes in either case a sheni, and he, what's it called, his body becomes a tamei l'truma. So who's the tana who holds that, what's it called, that he becomes only a sheni, he can only pasel truma, but he can't be matamei truma, he doesn't become a rishon, okay? He doesn't become a rishon that he can make truma sheni, and that truma then can make more another truma shlishi. That truma can pasel other truma, right? Who's the one who holds that he only becomes a sheni, and the most he can do is pasel truma? Rabbi Yeshua, Omer Rabba Barachana, Rabbi Yeshua, it's Rabbi Yeshua. Disnan, Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ha'ochel Ochel Rishon, Rishon. Rabbi Lezer says that a person who eats an Ochel that's a Rishon becomes a Rishon. And he can now make a Sheni, and that Sheni can make a Shlishi. So he's Metame things. He becomes a Rishon, he can make things Tame, not just Pasel. So he can make a regular food a Sheni, and that Sheni can make a Shlishi in Truma. The ochel ochel sheni sheni. A person who eats a ochel that's a sheni, he becomes a sheni, right? He maintains the same level as the thing that he eats. If you eat a rishon, you become a rishon. You eat a sheni, you become a sheni. Ochel shlishi shlishi. And if you eat an ochel shlishi, you become a shlishi. Shlishi is only relevant to kodesh. And kachim, if a shlishi touches kodesh, it makes it possible. It becomes a revi, and after revi, there's nothing. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, that's Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi Lezer is not the Tana of this Mishnah, right? That if you eat an Ochel Rishon or a Sheni, you become a Sheni, because he holds if you eat Rishon, you become a Rishon; the Sheni, you become a Sheni; Shlishi, you become a Shlishi. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, HaOchel Ochel Rishon, the Ochel Sheni Sheni. If you eat either a Rishon or a Sheni, you become a Sheni, right? So that's exactly what our Gzeira is. Shlishi Sheni LeKodesh. They ain't sheni l'truma. And if you eat an ochel shlishi, you become a sheni to be metame kodesh, but not l'gabi truma. They ain't sheni l'truma. The chulin, shenasu al taras truma. We're talking about chulin, that what's it called, that what kind of food could you eat that's chulin, that is a shlishi. It says if you eat an ochel shlishi, right, it's talking about food that was made, regular food, because it's not talking about a kohen piti truma. From a person who ate regular food, and it was a shlishi. Now we said regular food can never be a shlishi. The most truma that regular food, not truma, chulin, can have is up to a sheni. After a sheni, there's no truma. But we're talking about regular food that was made al taras truma. People were makabel on themselves to be extra strict with truma and tahara, and they ate their chulin with taras truma. They ate it as if it would be truma. So that kind of food can become a shlishi. And they wouldn't eat it if it became a shlishi, because they were only eating things that were fit to be tahar by truma. So that can be a shlishi that's chulin. Chulin that were nasa al taras truma. Where somebody conducted himself with all his chulin as if it would be truma, even though he's not a kohen, right? Because he wanted to be extra careful to make sure that kohanim didn't do things that were wrong. Okay. Ochel Rishon. So Rabbi Yoshua is the one who is our Mishnah, right? He's the one who holds that if you eat Rishon or Sheni, you become a Sheni, and you only passel Truma. And if you eat a Shlishi, then you become a Sheni Lakodesh, and you can passel, you can be Matami the Kodesh, right? Make it, what's it called, a Shlishi, and the Shlishi can make a Revi Bakodesh. Okay. So now the Gemara says like this, Ochel Ochel Rishon, Ochel Ochel Sheni, my time of Gazru Be Rabbanan. Now, what's the reason for this gzeira? Why did they make a gzeira that if you eat an ochel rishon or an ochel sheni, you become a sheni and you passel truma? Gemara says zimnin de ochel ochlin tmein, because sometimes a person could eat something that's tamei, the shakil mashkin de truma, the shadi lepume, and he'll take wine that's truma and drink it right while he's eating the tamei food. Upasalahu, right? And he'll passel the truma. So there is a possible way that if a person eats tamei food, that he's going to passel truma. If he drinks the truma while the food is in his mouth. So now the food is going to touch the wine, and the wine is going to become passel. Because the food is either a rishon or a sheni, and it's going to make the truma, what's it called, at least a shlishi. Okay? And food is matamei food. Ochel is matamei mashka. So therefore they said that if you eat, your whole body is going to become tamei. Right? And therefore, people be careful not to put truma in their mouth when they're eating tamei food. Because they know that just the eating of the food makes them tamei already. So they're going to stay away from truma. So they're not going to be able to touch the truma because they're tamei already. So because it's possible that you can have ochel tamei, that's matamei truma, in your mouth, so they made a gzera that if you eat tamei food, you become tamei, so you'll stay away from the truma and you won't end up drinking truma while you're eating tamei food. Shosa mashkim tmei in my time of Gazer Rabbanim. Why did the Rabbanim make a gzeira if you drink tamei wine, right, that you become tamei to passel truma, right? To zimnin the shosa mashkim tmei, same thing, opposite way. Sometimes you're drinking tamei wine, the shakel ochlin the truma v'shal lipume, and together with the wine you put a little truma in your mouth, and now the wine will be tamei the truma, right, or passel the truma, upasalahu, right. So Moshe says, "Hainu hach." What do you need two gzeiras for? It's the same thing, right? We should be afraid that you'll put solid truma in your mouth when you're eating liquid truma, or you'll put liquid truma in your mouth when you're eating solid truma. It's the same thing. Why is it two gzeiras? Now the same. Harshchiche v'haloshchiche. Kamash one. It's shchiach when you're eating solid food to then want to drink something with it, but it's not shchiach when you're drinking things to dafka want to eat something with it, right? Drinking doesn't necessitate eating, but eating necessitates drinking. So I might think they only made the gzeira when you're eating for fear that you may drink truma along with it. But when you're drinking, right, something that's tamei, why in the world would you want to, at that time, dafke, eat something solid truma? Kamash malon, no, that they were afraid of both cases. Kamash malon, they're afraid of both cases. Okay. Rashi. Pasli mantana mihu haomer kein. Who's the one who holds that if you eat ochel rishon or sheni, you only become a sheni, the pasel truma, but you don't become more than that, that you could be matame truma, that it could then go be matame something else. Pasli is a truma, but also truma lo sifzol acher eshuv magah, that you only make the truma pasel, and that truma can't make anything else after that tame or pasel. Lo metamu es a truma lioshnia, the hitam zavetivzol acherin. And it's not matame the truma, in order that the truma should be a sheni and make other truma a shlishi. Who's the one who holds like that? Ha'ochel ochel rishon, nasek gufo rishon, right? So Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you eat something that's tame rishon, you become a rishon. U'metame es ha'truma, and you make truma tame. Lio shnia, the truma now is a sheni. The heat times of a tifso shlishi, and that truma, which is now a sheni, can make other truma shlishi, pasel other truma. That's what Rebbe Eliezer holds. Sheni, posel, veinu matami. But if you eat ochel that's only a sheni, you become a sheni, and then you pass what's it called, pasel the truma that you touch, but you don't make a tami. Shlishi, eino posel truma. Shlishi can't pasel truma, because there's no such thing as a revi by truma. Levimago, aval hakotchim posam. But kotchim, yes, there is a ravid by kodesh. So if you're a shlishi and you touch, or something's a shlishi, touches kodesh, it makes it posel. But that kodesh then can't make anything else posel. There's only ravid by kodesh. The parak beis is shchita schulin the first time of the tarvayot. The Moshe explained both of them over there in chulin. Rabbi Yeshua Omer ha'ochel ochel rishon havisheni. The chen ha'ochel ochel sheni havisheni. Right, that's Rabbi Yeshua. That's what our Mishnah says. The hasam eforish taima matzinu shasheni osa sheni al yidei mashkin, because a sheni can make something else a sheni. They made a special gzera by mashkin that mashkin always are a tchila. They're always considered a rishon. All mashkin tmeim revert to be a rishon, and they make whatever they touch a sheni. So it's possible for a mashke sheni to make something else a sheni, because the mashke sheni already reverts back and automatically becomes a rishon, and if it touches something else, it becomes a sheni. So you have something by a mashke that was originally a sheni and made something else a sheni. So therefore, they made, if you eat an ochel rishon, you become a sheni, because by solid food, there's no such thing as that a sheni can make another sheni. Sheni makes a shlishi, never a sheni. But by liquid food, right there, a sheni becomes a rishon and makes something else a sheni. So therefore, they said, since we find a situation where it's possible for a sheni to make something else a sheni, so by food and drink, we're going to make this halacha that if you drink things that are tame, or eat things that are tame sheni, you're going to become a sheni too. Afilu hen shniyim nasin tchila, v'osim agon sheni. Aftani chmiru b'sheni lasas ha'ochlo kiyotzebo. Therefore, since there is a possibility that a sheni can make a sheni, so by mashkim, they made that in this gzeira, even by ochlim, that if you eat something that's a sheni, you become a sheni. Shlishi sheni lekodesh, ha'ochel ochel shlishi, ose gufo sheni lekodesh. If you eat an ochel that's a shlishi, so you become a sheni legabi kodesh. V'hasim aforish taima, v'hai ochel shlishi chulin shenasu al taris trumahu. Right, this ochel shlishi that you're eating, it's not truma, because you're not allowed to eat truma. Right, that's tummy. So what are you eating that you're allowed to eat? You're eating an ochel shlishi. How did it get to be a shlishi? Unless it's truma, it can't be a shlishi. So it says it's talking about what's it called? Chulin shenasu al taris trumahu. The tarasim tumahi etzel hakodesh. And their tahara is tuma by kodesh. Hilkach shmira dido alav shmirahi. L'inyin kodesh. The chayshirin v'ochel shlishi didei gilmarishin hu v'ochel sheni. And therefore, what's it called? Halach is like this. Since the gabi truma, this thing is not tame at all, right? It's a shlishi, doesn't make anything else. That's the end of the line for truma. So we're afraid that you didn't watch it carefully to make sure that it didn't become a rishon. So therefore, the gabi kodesh, it's not considered a watching. Yeah, it's like your Mesiach Das, because there's Gabi Truma, there's no relevance if it touches anything, it's a Shalishi. But the Gabi Kodesh could become a Ravi. So we're afraid that you didn't watch it properly, and not only is it a Shalishi, but it touched a Rishon, and you didn't realize it. You didn't take it, you're Mesiach Das from it. So therefore, we're Choshesh that maybe this thing touched a Rishon, and it's a Sheni. So the Gabi Kodesh, what's it called, it becomes a Sheni. Where could you ever find chulin that's considered a shlishi? Shenasu al taris truma. It's talking where you made it, or you're considering it, right, like truma. The evil chulin greater, lo mishkachas bushel regular chulin that you stam want to deal with as chulin, can never become a shlishi. But chulin that you're a machmir, and you say, I want to eat all my chulin as if it would be truma. So then, the halacha is, it becomes a shlishi, you can't eat it. Because if it would be truma, you wouldn't be allowed to eat it.
But is Yisrael not a kohen?
My time, right, Yisrael, regular Yisrael, wants to eat all his chul in al taras truma, wants to be extra careful in Tara. My time, a gozer ba'adam ochel shiatame, upasalahu, that Torah hizira truma, l'shamra b'taret, aser to be matame truma. Right? We're afraid that a person will kohen. Well, what's it called? While he's eating tame food, he'll drink truma. And it's also to be matame truma. They'll see this mishmeres trumosai in the plural. You have to watch both of my trumas, both truma tahora and also truma tmeim. Leficha gozru ba'ochel ochlin tmeim shaloye rogel etzel truma. That therefore, a person who eats ochlin tmeim, we made a gzeira, the Rabbana made a gzeira, that, what's it called, he shouldn't, be easy to eat truma when he's eating things that are tame, because he knows if he ate things that are tame, he's tame. So he can't even touch truma. So they made it, they shouldn't be able to touch the truma, so he shouldn't come to this situation where he's going to, by inadvertently, put the truma in his mouth while he has the tame food in his mouth. People drink while they're eating, but they don't necessarily eat. They don't necessarily eat when they're drinking. If your main thing is drinking, you don't necessarily eat together with the drinking. But if your main thing is eating, you do drink together with your eating. Okay. Now here, Tosfos brings down machlokas between him and Rashi. What exactly this what's it called is talking about. There's two gzeiras over here. One that we're talking about over here, a person who eats an ochel tamei becomes tamei. There was another gzeira called, tumas hagviya. Okay? Tumas hagviya. Tumas hagviya, Rashi learns, is the exact same gzeira as our case. Okay, there's only one gzeira, that if you ate things that were tamei, you became tamei, and if you touched truma, you passel it. And that was the one gzeira, and therefore the halacha is that whatever halachas we find in other places in Shas about tumas hagviya apply over here, because this is tumas hagviya. That's what's called tumas hagviya, means your body, tumah of the body. Okay. So the Gemara says, like Rashi said before, it's only if you eat achilas pras, right? What was the lashon? Chatzi pras, which is what's it called, a bay and a half. So Rashi therefore learns that this tumah is only if you eat a bay and a half of ochel tamei, okay? And the reason is because that's what the Riva says, because usually you don't get thirsty unless you eat a considerable amount of food. So they'd only made the whole gzeira was because maybe you'll drink truma while you're eating the tamei food, so they only made it with an amount that you get thirsty with. So that's a bay and a half. And the same thing goes with mashkim, has to be a revius. Because if you drink less than a revius, there's no chance you're going to dafka want to eat with it. But if you drink a revius, you may want to eat something solid together with it. So this halach, according to Rashi, only applies if you ate a bay and a half of food. Less than that, there's no tumma. You don't, your body doesn't become tame, your hands don't become tame, and you don't aren't matame truma. And less than a revius of mashkim tameim, you don't become tame. Okay? And the reason why revius is because mashkim in HaTorah aren't mitame other things except with revius, so they only assert it the way that it becomes would become tami min HaTorah, revius. So that's according to Rashi. So this, what we just learned in our Gemara, all of these halachas apply. It's only a bay and a half, and it's only a revius of mashkim tmeim. Tosus learned there were two gzeiras. The first gzeira, psul hagaviyah, has nothing to do with your hands becoming tami. Right, you become tamei that you can't eat truma after that. But your hands don't become tamei, the first gzeira, right? And that gzeira was with a bay and a half and a revius. Only if you eat a bay and a half, that was the first gzeira. Wasn't part of the Yud Ches Davar, before Yud Ches Davar. They made a halacha that if you ate a bay and a half of what's it called, of tamei food, your body became tamei that you weren't allowed to eat truma after that. Okay? And what's it called? The reason is because people would say, not this reason, this has nothing to do with this gzeira. The people would say, you know, I just ate a bay and a half of what's it called, of tamei food, and it's in my stomach. And now if I drink truma, right, the truma's in my stomach. So vice versa, it's okay, what's it called, to have tamei food next to truma, because it's in my stomach. They didn't realize that in the stomach's not matame, because that's tuma balua. Now, why did they make a bay and a half? Because there's always food stuck in your teeth. So if there was just a baya, less than a baya of food's not matame. So they would say, oh, you know why it's not matame? Because I don't have a baya of food in my stomach, because part of it's in my mouth. So anything more than abeya already would have not taken away that svara, and people would have said, I have enough food in my stomach to be matame. But once it wasn't abeya, they made it something clear, abeya and a half. Right? Anything abeya and a half or more. Because it really could be a little bit more, but you're never sure how much is in your tea. So once you need more than abeya to make this mistake, because if you have abeya exactly, nobody's going to make the mistake to think, well, I have tame food in my stomach, and now I'm eating truma, it's okay, so I'm not going to be careful with tuma and truma, because you see, you can put them together. Because the person would know, he'd say, oh, you know why I can eat truma afterwards? Because I don't have abeya of tame food in my stomach. Because part of it's in my mouth, part of it's in my teeth. So, therefore, the gzera only applied to something more than abeya. Once it was more than abeya, they made it a set amount of abeya and a half. Okay. And then, so that was the first gezerah. But that had nothing to do with your hands then touching truma and making a puzzle. You didn't make truma a puzzle, according to the first gezerah. And it had to be a bay and a half, and it had to be a revius. And that made you puzzle to eat truma. But not that you became tameh, that if you touched truma, you made it. Then they made the gezerah of Yudches Davar. This one we're talking about. That had nothing to do with a bay and a half. That's any amount, right? And what's it called? Any amount of liquid. And the second gzera was, not only aren't you allowed to eat truma, right, but you're not allowed to touch truma in this situation. Okay, the Rashash says, what would be a nafkamina between, if there's two gzeras or only one gzera? And then Rashi learns it's only one gzera, and according to the Rashash, he says like this, what if somebody ate a beya and a half of tamei food, but he didn't eat all at once? Okay, he ate less than a beya now, and then less than a beya, and less than a beya four times. So it's mitzvarif to a beya and a half in his stomach, but he didn't eat it all at once. So according to Rashi, the gzera was eating a beya and a half, that's what made you tummy. And if you didn't eat a beya and a half all at once, right, this is the gzera that we're talking about, that your hands become tummy, because maybe you'll put it in your mouth, then what's it called, if you ate even a beya at the first time or whatever, and then another half a beya, you still be tummy. But according to Tosfos, in the first gzera had to be that you, it doesn't have to be that you ate a beya and a half, what's it called, all at once. The main thing is, in your stomach, you have a collected beya and a half. That was the problem, right? So according to Tosfos, even if you didn't eat it all at once, right, you'd still have the problem with the first gzera. Your hands wouldn't be tummy to touch truma, but your body would be tummy, you couldn't eat truma. According to Rashi, there's no such other gzera. It's all one gzera. And the nela, if you didn't eat it all at once, you're, what's it called, you wouldn't be tummy.
But you should eat achilat pras.
What? The amount of a half a pras, not achilas pras, a half a pras. Half a pras, right. If you didn't eat all at once, according to Rashi, you wouldn't be tummy. According to Tosus, you'd still be tummy according to the first gzera. Your hands wouldn't be tummy to be pasal truma. But your body would be tummy that you wouldn't be allowed to eat truma. That much, yeah.
I think he was asking how long is considered pasachat.
Some stomach's talking about kedeachilus pras, right? That's a shear of what's mitzvah. Okay. That's a little more time here. Bahabot. Rosho v'rubo b'mayim she'uvim. Okay, next gzera was somebody who took a bath in mayim she'uvim, in drawn water. My time ago, Rubei Rabbanan Tumah, why did the Rabbanan make Tumah on mayim she'uvim? Omra Beibai, Omra Vasi, Shebetchilo hayu tovim b'mei ma'aros, mechunasim, usruchim. Because they used to go to mikvals that were in caves, that were stagnant water, and they stunk. But that was the water they had available. They didn't have, you know, beautiful mikvahs or whatever, where they cleaned them and they were spotless or whatever. They had really disgusting mikvahs, right? They were stagnant cave water. And then they would take a shower. They'd have people pour mayim shuvim over them to get this disgusting stagnant cave water off of them. Hiskilu vasum keva. So then they thought that became the minig. If you go to the mikveh, you must have water, even if it wasn't disgusting water, right? They remember, hey, my father used to take a shower after he went to the mikveh, right? But they remember the father went into these disgusting water, he took the shower to get the disgusting water off him. They thought that was part of the ritual. So it became a minig to take a shower after you go to the mikveh, no matter what. Gozru aleim tuma, right? There were gozer tuma on them. Why? My keva. What do you mean they made a keva? Amar Abaye show you omrim, lo elu veilu matam. It's not enough to go to the mikveh. You have to go to the mikveh and take a shower to be taught. So, Amar Le Rava, my nafkamina, what's nafkamina? So people have to have a shower also. So what's a nafkamina if they think they only tar if they watch a court, they take a shower? So they'll be machmer, right? What's the big deal? Hakatavli bahana. Meister, they had done to the mikveh. They knew you had to go to the mikveh and take a shower. El Amar Rava, no, that's not what they said. Show you Omrim lo elu matar and el elu matar. They said the mikveh is not matar. It's only the shower that's matar. Really, you don't need the mikveh altogether, right? All you need is the shower, right? And they made the ikr the shower. So people would have thought that they're tar just taking a shower, which is not true. Okay, the tar shenofla arosha v'rubo shloshalugi maim shuvim my taima gazru be rabbanan tuma. Right. So that's why they made a gzera that if a tamei went in, a guy who was tamei, and he went to the mikveh that day, and then he took a bath, he becomes tamei again, at least a pasul truma. That people should know that it's not the bath that makes you tar. So why did they make that even a person who's tar that took a shower it becomes tamei, right? My time of gazer berban and tuma di loha lo kaim maha. Because if it wouldn't be for this gzera, the other one wouldn't be kaim. If people didn't, what's it called? If a regular tar person didn't become tamei when he had the shower, then people who were tamei and became tahar would say that the regular tahar person doesn't become tamei, we don't become tamei either, and they would still make the same mistake. So therefore, they had to aser across the board, right? But like we said before, they didn't aser the bath across the board, because that's not what they did. The bath was only like a secondary thing. They didn't usually take a bath, they usually took a shower. So the shower, they asered across the board. And the bath was a gzeirah shein rovatsibri cholim lamabo. They only asered if you were tamei and then became tahar that day.
And this wasn't preventing people from going to the mikveh because it was so disgusting?
No, they had to become tahar. They had a, what's it called? They had no choice. Okay. Rashi. Hayu tov me mar srukim mechunasim, sheesh bo mem sa, meik shamim, sheim ksherum lechol tamei chutz mizav levado, dechsi be maim chayim. Right? A mikveh that is not a spring. Right, that's stagnant water, but it's rainwater. It's kosher for every tumah except for a zav. A zav needs maim chayim. He needs a spring water. But if it's not spring water, it's stagnant water. It gets putrid. Well, you know, shnimaleim al gufan maim shuvim mahaver sirchon hamikvah. They used to wash themselves off from the disgusting water, the stagnant water of the mikvah. Hischilu atovlim v'asu ashuvim keva. They started thinking that the shower is the ikur. L'ficha gozlu ashuvim tumah l'tami adam acher tvilaso. Right? Then therefore they made the Mayim She'uvim possible to make the person, but really in our Torah it's not Matame anything, right? Unless they became Tame with the Sheretz. The Mayim She'uvim aren't something that's Tame, right, unless they became Tame. Regular Mayim She'uvim aren't Matame anything. There's a special gzera because of this problem. Lo Elu de Mikvah Levada Matarin, Ela Elu ve Elu Matarin. First they said, the Gemara thought they said that not the mikveh is matayr, but the mikveh and the shower matayr. The mitosha hurgulu hakol bekach lo hayodim shalahavra zoa mo hashuvim boim el matayr. They thought this was part of the ritual. You have to go to the mikveh and take a shower. They didn't realize that the only reason they're taking a shower is to get the disgusting water off, or maybe that wasn't disgusting water all the time, and they remembered that somebody else did that, so I have to do it too. My nafkalon mina shkivin shikulan tovim tchila b'mikveh my ichvus l'rabbanim imasu hatovim kevah achar tchila. Why did the rabbanon care? If as long as they knew you had to go to the mikveh and have a shower, what difference would it make if they thought you had to have a shower too or not? Elu mitarin chayshin and dilma also live too late Torah's mikveh. The tovim b'shuvin. The Torah omra ach mayin uborn mikveh mayim. Right? You have to have a mikveh. And the people were afraid that people would go into a bath or they would go to a shower and think that you could become tahar. Therefore, they made this gzeira to make it clear that the mayim shuvim not only aren't they matayr you, they're matami. So you wouldn't make that. Make mistake. Right, tomorrow we'll say a little bit about this gzeira, how it applies. It applies today to a woman who goes to a mikvah or not.
Oh,
yeah, I guess so. Okay.